And as a teacher, do you think things were done differently in Burnaby than in Vancouver, say?
I believe so. If you don't mind me, praising Burnaby,
Sure, go ahead.
I just have the highest regard for the councils, and I'm not always the same politics, but when I was on the Parks Commission, we were able to put aside $25,000 in the budget for the following year for parks acquisition, and that was approved by the council. And if we have money left from this year's budget, it would be put into a capital fund for next year. And so when I was chair, I used to sort of do a little bit of cheating in that I would say, well, let's budget for more than we really need. And there was a contingency amount that was allowed, like 16% or something. But I said, well, we want to build a pool at Bonser. We don't have the money, so let's start saving up. And so I think we got half of the money for Bonser that way and the other half from the federal government. So anyway, that was a situation that was set up, and I'm not sure, I won't say the person's name, but he was on the parks. He was a big, tall guy with his own business, a good businessman. I believe he was the one that suggested that they do that, but maybe the manager and the treasurer were all behind it too. So anyway, Burnaby, with all the budgets and the various commissions and areas, any money that was left over was put into this capital fund. And you probably know Burnaby has many millions of dollars in cash in the capital fund, so instead of lowering taxes by a dollar or two, they put it away. And so now I think Burnaby's probably the richest corporation in Canada.
So that practice goes back decades.
Oh,
This
yeah.
is a
Oh, yeah. It
long-standing
goes
practice.
back to the 60s. Yeah.
Do you think the school boards had a similar operation as well?
Well, the schools used to be financed by the provincial government, and then it was gradually, and there were grants sent, and then it was gradually put onto the cities and municipalities, and they were then allowed to tax. But I'm not sure what the proportion was between staffing and supplies and land and buildings.
I'm just wondering if you saw Burnaby schools as being progressive as well, and
Okay, well, the thing is, they were mostly new. There were about five junior highs built within a couple of years there. So they were new schools, and people were all quite enthusiastic.
And they weren't those big brick buildings that you saw in Vancouver, I
No,
think.
no. Although North was pretty old and South was.
Well, those are the two sort of original high schools, I
Yeah,
guess.
so, but anyway, yeah, so the as far as Burnaby was concerned, like all the committees and commissions and the councils, no matter what political leaning they had, all did very well. And so Burnaby has all these parks, all these facilities, which I was involved in a period of time, and a lot of this was planned, not to my credit, but it was the Parks Commission and the staff and the councils and the groups in the community, the Burnaby South Men's Club and the Cliff Avenue United Church, and that started a lot of things, and all the other PTAs would support the council to spend money on these things which their kids could then enjoy and they could enjoy. And they didn't mind the taxes not being subsidized by that amount of money.
So maybe take us through a little bit of the sort of park development in Burnaby. When you arrived, I mean, looking at a map here that shows lots of green space. Whoops, I'll let you see it the right way around. I'm just wondering if you recall the beginnings of any of these parks and recreation areas.
A lot of them were started during the time I was on the commission.
Which was about when?
Well, from 1967 to 72, 66 to 72.
And was that a time when park creation sort of got a lot more
Yeah, it
emphasis?
just got a lot. Yeah, it did, because there wasn't much money for parks, which was reflected in a parks sort of attitude of, well, if we can just leave that land alone, grass will grow. Because they didn't have money for all of it. And so during that period of time, the whole, you know, the Burn Creek and the whole south, the golf course and all the parks down there in the, what used to be the flats and the bog down there, mm-hmm. that was all done. And all around Burnaby Lake, all of that was developed during that time. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, what's being built there now was envisaged years and years mm-hmm. ago.
Well, the 1946, was it the Planning Commission report suggests parks are a good thing. We need to get lots of parks easily accessible.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier before we started recording, though, that some of these South Burnaby ravines were getting into kind of a poor state.
Oh, yeah. They were dumping garbage in there. It could be people or it could be contractors. And it was terrible. But nobody seemed to think much about that because there was so much trees and so mm-hmm. much forest and everything. But Rees Hull, who lived down there near them, he was appalled. And when he got on the Parks Commission, he alerted us to that. And so we thought, oh, we should have a bylaw. And so everybody approved that, you know, and so that was stopped mm-hmm. right away. But it used to be fun driving along there in the olden days because there were all these wooden bridges that were kind of rickety. And
I'm trying to imagine the old South Burnaby bridges over ravines.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, well, you can see where the ravines are, but they're big pipes taking the effluent, or the, you know, the runoff.
Right.
So pipes down to Burn Creek and all that.
We were also talking about Burnaby Lake. I mean, it had, I've seen newspaper articles from, I think as early as the 40s, where people were debating what to do with Burnaby Lake, whether it should be a park or whether it should be used for rowing or whether it should be just used for industrial purposes. So you must have seen a lot of sort of debate over the fate of Burnaby Lake.
Yeah, there was a lot of debate. You could get to it, but it was very soft, and so you couldn't. You had to be careful if you wanted to walk in that area. A lot of peat.
Oh, so access wasn't very good.
So access was poor. People used to do duck hunting there.
Hmm.
And I guess there was still hunting when we arrived, but it soon was stopped because of the building up.
Hmm.
But I guess people would be able to get down there probably from this area with boats.
Still creek?
Yeah, I would think they would get in the creek and then go into the pool from there. Or they could come up from Brunette, but there was a dam down there, of course. But for people hiking, and we used to hike along the Brunette to New Westminster and all that, so there was a lot of that going around.
Because originally, I guess Robert Burnaby Park here on the south side of Burnaby Lake was the original little park at Burnaby Lake.
Yeah, it was pretty well undeveloped. It was pretty wild and good,
good
for the neighbors. And then during that period we're talking about, it was groomed and made into a nice
place. And was one of the problems that the shore all around it was owned by different people? I mean, there were different...
Yeah, there was some private... There was a fellow lived over here with a seaplane. And I guess there were a few along there, too. I don't know, don't have much details about the private ownership.
But it would be hard to turn it into a park if it was all private.
Well, the thing is, the park's... development program was buying property from private people.
Oh, I see.
It was all buying private property. Yeah, that's $25,000 a year was for land acquisition.
Oh, I see. So it wasn't public property to begin with.
No.
Turned to a park.
No. Yeah. So, yeah, and of course the golf courses, I was chair of the Central Park Committee for, I guess, when I was chair of the Burnaby Commission, but the golf course is already there.
You're thinking of the Pitchin Park there in Central
Park? Yeah, the Pitchin Putt, and the stadium was there. But while I was there, they put the artificial turf, put the track in, and the lights. But there's something funny I should mention. Median was being put out along Boundary Road
mm-hmm.
with nice planting of trees and all that. And I said, and they were going to go right along past Central Park, which would mean they'd have to take down a whole bunch of old-growth trees.
Ooh.
And I said, you're going to cut those down and then plant trees in the median? Why do that? So they didn't. So the median doesn't extend along next to Central Park.